He made me beautiful so you'd love me. Made me drunk. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to show and tell. We thought show and tell was something new, didn't we? Remember when the kids first started coming home and said, hey, Mom, I need something for show and tell. Amen. Remember that? Said, hey, God, I had to take something to school for show and tell. Amen. Well, Jesus has been showing and telling for a long time. After he began to do and teach, began to show and tell. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Amen. Now there's a cardinal Pentecostal doctrine, amen, that you need to stick with and pin your hopes on it. And that is that Jesus did everything he did by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He did not do anything by the virtue of the fact that he was the Son of God. I don't care what you've seen in the evangel. I read one of them too that said when he, you know, did so-and-so, he was God, but when he did so-and-so, he was man. They said when he spoke out of his divinity there in the garden, I am he, they had to go backwards. Amen. He never spoke out of his divinity. Amen. Not once. That was what he laid aside. Subdued it and subjected himself to the laws of human development. Amen. Now, that didn't mean he was any less God. He could have created 50 million worlds laying right there in the manger if he had wanted to. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he laid that aside. Amen. That's why God loved him so much. Amen. He said, I'll tell you why my Father loves me. Because I lay down my life for my brother. Hallelujah. That's why my Father loves me so much. Amen. You want God to love you? Lay down your life for your brother. God will love you. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Oh, I'd like to get into some of that. How that Jesus made himself of no reputation. Amen. Everybody's trying to make a reputation. Jesus wasn't worried about his reputation. Another thing he laid down. Yeah. And didn't think being equal with God was something to be eagerly grasped for or sought after, you know. Now Satan did. He thought it was going to be something. He's going to be above God, you know. Jesus didn't think that was something you wanted to grasp at. Hallelujah. Amen. I like what that old preacher said, God, keep your power to yourself. Man, that like to rock me back when I read that. I was always saying, God, give me your power. God, give me your power. This old preacher said, God, keep your power to yourself. Amen. Well, we pray thine is the what? Power and the kingdom and the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, everything Jesus did, he did because he was anointed by the Holy Ghost. He was a natural man anointed by the Holy Ghost. I heard Benny Hinn say the other day, he said Jesus would have never made it without the Holy Ghost. And I thought, well, you know, that's the truth. Amen. He would have never made it in that state that he was in without the Holy Ghost. See, it was by the eternal Spirit that he was able to offer himself without spot to God. And I tell you something else, Jesus. He needed the written word. He needed the written word. He would have never made it without the Bible. Amen. He defeated Satan with three little verses out of Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. And if he needed the word of God, see, we need it too. Amen. See, he called Lazarus from the dead by a gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He walked on the water by a gift of the Holy Ghost. He turned the water into wine by a gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He saw Nathanael under the fig tree by a gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm not sharp enough to tell you which gift it is and was, amen, but that it was a gift of the Holy Ghost. In fact, I sometimes think that all the gifts kind of intermingle with each other. I think kind of sometimes hard to separate them unless you got a message in tongues. That would be kind of easy to decipher. Amen. Or somebody got a healing, you know, that would be. But sometimes the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge is all at work. And different gifts, you know, they kind of overlap. Amen. Well, anyway, it's by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He didn't do anything until he was anointed with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't believe it. The Catholics, they got little things that they like to teach. You know how the Jesus and the little boys was playing and making little clay birds, and Jesus' and little clay birds kept flying off. Don't you believe it? The Word of God said this beginning of miracles did Jesus in the land of Canaan when he turned the water into wine. That's what this says. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll go with this. Amen. Well, Brother McCarthy said you don't want to listen to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You want to listen to Peter, James, and John. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what John said about it. I don't believe John would lie about it, do you? Amen. Hallelujah. After that, by the Holy Ghost, see, and he didn't even take, and this is what I wanted to show you here. See, he didn't even take commander-in-chief of the church by virtue of the fact that he was the Son of God. See, he didn't give this commandment because he was the Son of God. He gave it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Did you see that? See? Until the day after that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. He didn't take the leadership of the church by virtue of the fact that he was the Son of God. He took it because he was anointed of the Holy Ghost to do it. Hallelujah. What does that mean? Well, just this. That anointing that Jesus had, the church is supposed to have. Amen. And it's available to you and within your reach, see. Amen. See, everywhere we go, a revival's supposed to break out. I'm telling you, we're not supposed to sit around and dry up and blow away. Glory to God, we're supposed to be living. Hallelujah. And out of our innermost being flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 To him also he showed himself alive after his death by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, being assembled together with them, commanded them. See? That they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, you have heard of me. Amen. But John truly baptized with water, ye should be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. When they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. When he had spoken these things, they beheld he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Hallelujah. 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 I want to preach a little while tonight on a thought, the importance of the Holy Ghost. Not on the Holy Ghost, but I want to preach on how important is the Holy Ghost. Amen. How much does the Holy Ghost mean to you? Amen. What do you think you could get to heaven without the Holy Ghost? Amen. I know when the thing first began to be poured out, and I never met this old man, but he's an old-time preacher by the name of Jacob Miller. Anybody remember Jacob Miller? Yeah, he was a wholeness of hell preacher. Amen. Boy, he'd just be preaching. They'd tell me, and all at once he'd stop and yell, everybody that ain't here can't hide over. You ever play hide and seek? Amen. Boy, he'd find them. pull the cover off of my head. Amen. Twist that handlebar mustache. And he'd tell them that they couldn't go to heaven without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, he preached hard knocks. Amen. So the executive brethren, they'd have to deal with him about that. So they'd call him in for a little a confrontation there and said, now, Uncle Jake, listen, said, we don't teach that in the assemblies of God. Well, you know, we believe if you're born again, you're a candidate for the rapture. Amen. You don't have to have the Holy Ghost to go to heaven. And you're causing a little defugality here by telling people that, you know, you're not staying in step with your brethren. Amen. So he said, the story goes that he went around that executive council room there and he said, all right, how many of you have filled the Holy Ghost last year in your ministry? And how many do you have? And how many do you have? And how many do you have? And he added up, figured up, and he said, look, fellas, he said, I had more people filled with the Holy Ghost last year under my ministry than all you fellas sitting together here in this room. He said, leave me alone, and said, just let me preach it like it. Amen. Well, I don't say you have to have the Holy Ghost to get you to heaven, but I'll tell you this much. The thing that's keeping you from getting the Holy Ghost could well keep you out of heaven. Amen. It's going to mean something to you to have the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In fact, I don't guess you would need the Holy Ghost after you got to heaven. The Holy Ghost was given to help you make it through here. Woo! Glory to God. Woo! Amen. He was sent down there to help us. Glory to God. He is a helper and a comforter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I never made it without the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you that much. He's been the strength of my experience with God. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus said it was a commandment. Amen. He commanded them to tarry in Jerusalem. It was a commandment of the Lord to be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's a commandment of the Lord. Amen. See, the commandment of the Lord is one. It's not a whole bunch. Amen. It's just one. It's a commandment. The doctrine of the Lord is one. It's singular. The doctrine of the Lord. You'll know the doctrine. Amen. Now, when the Bible speaks of doctrines, plural, it usually speaks of doctrines of devils. More than one. See, doctrines of devils. But when you come across the doctrine of God, it's in the singular. Hallelujah. You'll know what God said. You'll know what He meant. You'll finally come to know what you believe about the doctrine of God and the commandment of the Lord. See, He commanded us to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But He also commanded us to love one another even as He loved us. Well, that's the very same thing, see, because you can't love that way until you get the Holy Ghost. And when you get the Holy Ghost, you will. So it's the same time. Hey, give the Lord a hand for that. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. See, it's not a dozen things. Amen. It's just one commandment. Amen. Stand in there, get filled with the Spirit, and walk in the Spirit. See, that's what He told Martha. He said, Martha, one thing is needful. One. That ought to be too hard to keep track of. Amen. Has it set his feet? And hear His word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Not a half a dozen things. Amen. Just set His feet. Hear His word. Walk in the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you'll do what you're supposed to do. You'll be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Hallelujah. And you'll be ready to say what you're supposed to say when you're supposed to say it. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You mean led by the Spirit. Amen. The importance of the Holy Ghost. It was commanded by the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I usually read over the sixth chapter of Acts, but I forgot about that. Let's turn over and read the sixth chapter of Acts. Amen. Let me show you there what the early church thought about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. When the number of the disciples was multiplied, amen. In those days, this is the sixth chapter, verse 1, there rose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews. Oh, hallelujah. I was just like, wouldn't it be wonderful if you never heard any more murmuring? I just thought about that. Amen. Amen. Wouldn't it be something if Holy Ghost filled people would always act like they ought to be? Would always be filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, and where they'd be led by the Spirit and be full of the Spirit, of the fruit of the Spirit. Would always be loving and kind and thoughtful and congenial and sweet, and wouldn't always want to have their own way and get their feelings hurt and murmur and bellyache and backbite and grumble. Amen. If there be any other thing that's contrary to sound doctrine. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we try to keep you full of the Holy Ghost. You stay full of the Holy Ghost, you'll stay sweet. People get along with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, but they were having trouble in the early church, and I guess we'll have trouble, you know, until the rapture takes place. Amen. You believe the church is going through the tribulation? Yeah, she's in the tribulation right now. Jesus said you'll have tribulation in this world. Amen. You'll have tribulation till translation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But in the great tribulation, the Gentiles get in on that. Amen. And the Jews get in on the great tribulation. Amen. But the church, she's having hers right now. She'll be gone one of these days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they rose a murmuring of the Greeks against the Jews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it's not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look you out among seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost, whom we may appoint over this business. They appointed them, see? They didn't do right, and they disappointed them. Hallelujah. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word, and the same please the whole multitude. Hallelujah. Amen. And the saying, please the whole multitude. Man, if you get something to please everybody, you flat got something going, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please everybody. Glory to God. Finally hit on something that everybody could agree on. We'll do that. Hallelujah. All right. So they said, now we're not going to leave the word of God and serve tables. That's the terminology they use. They wouldn't even let you serve tables in the early church unless you have the Holy Ghost. They would not. Amen. And of course it had more to do than just serving tables. But I always like to serve tables. Y'all still have fellowship meetings here in Kansas? Do you eat at your fellowship meeting? Yeah, and I always used to like that. And my job was to see that everybody had tea and coffee, you know, and we'd go back with the refills. Man, that was the best job in the house. You got to visit with everybody. You got to fellowship everybody. You didn't miss nobody. Amen. Hallelujah, right? It's been a long time since we had them kinds out in where I'm from. Amen. Where they eat. Amen. I never, didn't think you'd have much fellowship without eating. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But there was judgments to be made. Amen. See, so there had to be men of wisdom. So you be sure that the men of wisdom, they had to make judgments, you know. Amen. And said there had to be men of honest report. See, somebody that done a hitch in the penitentiary for stealing couldn't get this job. That's right. Somebody had a record. No, no. Had to be men of honest report. Amen. So there had to be men of wisdom and men of honest report. But they also put this in there, that there had to be men that was full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm glad they put that in there, because I'm telling you, folks, now listen to me, there ain't nothing that'll drive a pastor up a wall any quicker than having to deal with unspiritual people. I'm telling you, it will put you on the ceiling. Amen. Hallelujah. I held back-to-back meetings in churches where the board run the church and where they were unspiritual men. Amen. It's not bad, you know, they're all spiritual men, get in there and know what the job is, but these fellas wouldn't pray. There's two churches back to back, and when I got through those two churches, I was ready to quit the ministry. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you, saint. Amen. I tell you where they were. They say, you ain't supposed to tell. I like to tell. ain't no sense in the preacher having to put up with that kind of stuff. Amen. I'm telling you, it'll break him. It'll break his spirit. Amen. First Assembly of God in Tomball, Texas. And I closed there and went to the First Assembly in San Antonio. Big old church had the pillars on it out on the freeway there. Amen. Right? I tell you the truth, Saint. Now you listen to me, and you won't believe this. But we started on Wednesday night, went through two Sundays. Amen. And we had somebody either saved every night or filled with the Holy Ghost. If somebody didn't get saved, we had somebody filled with the Holy Ghost every night. We had one altar service, lasted till past midnight. They had seven men on that board, and not one time did I ever have one of those men in this altar helping somebody get saved or pray through. Amen. I went from there to the Pentecostal World Conference in Dallas. I was so down, man, they had to scrape me up off the floor. I told Sister Sweat, I said, I'm quitting, I'm going home, and I'm going back to work for J. Paul Getty. I can't stand any more of this trying to work with people that won't pray. And she got me by the lapel of the coat and said, look, stupid, we all have to put up with false ones once in a while, amen. Now, you just get a hold of yourself, amen, boy. She shook me, held my teeth, friends, and come on here and get going. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But having to deal with unspiritual men. Amen. I'll tell you. Oh, glory to God. You say, you preaching against deacons. No, I'm not preaching against deacons. You can't have a church without qualified spiritual men. You can't have it. Amen. I'm talking about people that won't pray. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Glory to God. A deacon not supposed to run the church. A deacon's supposed to be a spiritual leader in the church. Amen. And you can't be a spiritual leader and not be here every time that door's open. And you can't be a spiritual leader and not pay your tithes, and you can't be a spiritual leader and not work around this altar. Hallelujah. Oh, I preached to old Brother White last night. You men, I tell you, I do. Getting here in this altar, I tell you, I appreciate it. My Lord, you can't know what. Woo! You can't know what it means. You can't know what it means. Ain't no way. Woo! The Lord said, you be sure they got the Holy Ghost. You be sure they got the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to use them on this board. Hallelujah. Oh, give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, God bless you, God bless you. Oh, oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll put meat on your bones. I'll build this church, let me tell you. Glory to God. I'll build the kingdom of God. You'll build it too, saints. You see somebody on this altar falling on top of them. My Lord, don't sit back there, look off and scratch and yawn. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get in here and let God, you'll see God do it. Amen. God's going to do something. He's going to do it around this altar. You want to see him do it. Appreciate him for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, here's another thing. We think the other church, everybody had the Holy Ghost in the other church. Amen. Yeah. You people say, oh, if Apostle Paul was here, or Peter and John was here, they could just lay hands on me and just be a bam, boom. I'd get the Holy Ghost. Well, Peter and John was in that church, and they didn't all have it. If they all had it, then they wouldn't have to specify, be sure somebody that you put in there has got the Holy Ghost. But be sure that they've got the Holy Ghost. Be sure that they're full of the Holy Ghost. Had to be men of wisdom and of honest report. And they put this stipulation there, be sure he's got the Holy Ghost. Which leads me to believe that all of them didn't have the Holy Ghost in that early church. Amen. See? Amen. There's some folks think, well, if somebody just powerful would lay hands on me. Well, but some folks wouldn't get the Holy Ghost if Paul laid hands on them. Amen. Because they're not ready. Amen. I used to work with old racehorse Haynes. He was an old Methodist preacher down in Lamb Passes, Texas. And he was a Methodist preacher, got the Holy Ghost after he was 50 years old. And he just went wild. I'm telling you, he... I think he's got him a charismatic church now down in Austin. I'd like to go in on racehorse Haynes one more time. Amen. I hope he calls me. Amen. Oh, he's wild. I love to work with him. Amen. But he said he had the gift of laying on of hands, you know, and he just knew. Amen. He said he could lay hands on people and they'd get the Holy Ghost. And boy, when J.S. Haynes prayed for you, man, you admitted you had it because you didn't want two applications of the same time. So he would say, in Jesus, not. And boy, he got through praying for you, you'd admit, you know, to something. Amen. Because you didn't want two of that. Amen. So we were working around the altar one night, and this old boy, he come down to get the Holy Ghost. And old Brother Haynes, he said, you know what he said? In Jesus' name. Amen. And that old boy, he just didn't have any reaction. And old Brother Haynes got mad. He said, if he had just yielded, somebody would have got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Haynes, I said, that old boy wasn't ready to get the Holy Ghost. You know, you work around the altar for 40 years, you know when somebody's getting ready to go through the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Right. Amen. When they're getting ready to go through, well, then anybody's got the Holy Ghost can lay hands on them and they'll get it. Amen. But when they got ready to go through, hallelujah. You just watch and you know, hallelujah. But Brother Haynes, he was just new. I'm adding, but now he's learned. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. See, but some folks wouldn't get the Holy Ghost. Somebody did lay hands on them because they wouldn't yield. And they won't do what you tell them to do. Well, like that old Bill here. He come here just praying up here. I said, hey, Bill, it'll help if you'll get your hands up and lift your face up. The Holy Ghost comes from heaven. Boy, he just lifted his hands up, put his face up like that. There wasn't a minute till he's talking in tongues. Yeah, amen. I don't like to work if folks won't tell you what to do what you tell them to do. Amen, right, hallelujah. You can't help people who won't do what you tell them to do. Amen. Ask them to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, the Holy Ghost is important. The Holy Ghost is important. Amen. The early church thought it was important. Amen. You couldn't even serve the tables unless you'd had the Holy Ghost in the early church. I had one fellow, he said he wouldn't even let him janitor his church unless he had the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm not quite that radical. There was some work to do. There's some work to do and you want to help me, well, come on up and I'll talk to you about the Holy Ghost. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 But it's important in John's preaching, see. The Holy Ghost is a paramount thing John preached. Amen. He said, there's come one after me, mightier than I, the latch of whose shoes I'm not worthy to loose. You know, he's going to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. And Jesus came down to John at Jordan. Amen. And to be baptized of John in Jordan. But I like what John forbade him saying. What did he say? I have need to be baptized with thee. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, ooh, I have need. See, and John was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. But John indeed did no miracle, the Bible says. John did no miracle. Amen. But everything he said about this man was true. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. And so John said, I have need to be baptized with thee. Amen. And you're coming to me. Oh, Jesus, yeah, it'll make us look pretty if you'll do this, John. It'll become us to fulfill all righteousness. He's fulfilled the Old Testament righteousness. Now he's fulfilling John's righteousness by being, you know, baptized of John. Amen. So he fulfilled all righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so, he said, there's one coming after me. Boy, he's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. John wanted the Holy Ghost. He wanted the baptism. He'd been filled from his mother's womb, you know, before he was born. Jumped for joy and shout. Amen. They didn't have the baptism in the Holy Ghost like they got on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Because he told Jesus, I have need to be baptized of thee, and you're coming to me. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why he is in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist on account of the anointing, on account of the born again experience. Amen. On account of Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, 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 glory. Well, Lord Jesus, help me now. I'm about to get bogged down. Amen, Lord. I got such a long ways to go and such a short time to get there. Amen. Amen. You should have heard me a couple Sunday nights ago. I preached on Eastbound and Down. Ooh, might do that again before I leave. Amen. Hallelujah. And then a yellow freighter's here. That many yellow boys, yeah. You know what Eastbound and Down is. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Well, now I got completely off. Forgot where I was. Amen. Well, John, it was in John's preaching. Amen. The Holy Ghost was paramount in John's preaching. It was like a dream come true, you know. It was like over there Moses. He had a church of about 2.5 million, I guess. I don't know just how many he had in it. Amen. But did none of them have the Holy Ghost? Can you imagine? Amen. So he prayed down a revival there, and 70 of them got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Right? Amen. And so a couple of them got so full of it, they stayed back there in the camp, began to prophesy. And they came, I'm going to find it. Their names is in the Bible. I wish I could tell you who it was. Amen. But they were in the camp prophesying, and here come a runner and told Moses that old so-and-so is over there in the camp, and they're prophesying. And this one time you find Joshua missing it a little bit. He was standing there and he said, my Lord, Moses, forbid them. Amen. And Moses looked at his little minister there and he said to Joshua, he said, Joshua, don't envy for my sake. He said, I would to God that all God's people were prophets and that he would put his spirit in them. Oh, hallelujah. You know why? Because you can teach people that's full of the Holy Ghost. You can lead people that's full of the Holy Ghost. You can pastor people that's full of the Holy Ghost. You can take them to heaven with you if they're faithful of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. No wonder he said, I wish all of them were prophets. And they all had the Holy Ghost. It was like a dream come through, a prayer being answered. Hallelujah. When God poured out the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It was important. Well, the scriptures. The scriptures calls the Holy Ghost the promise. It's not a promise. The promise. The scriptures calls the Holy Ghost the promise of the Father. It's not a promise. Wonder out of 32,000 verses in the Word of God, he would pick one of them and call it the promise. So you read it like that, and that's about the only thing the Lord ever promised to do for his people. Amen. Was to put his spirit in them. Write his law on their hearts and in their minds. Put his spirit in them. Right? Write them in our minds so that we would know them. Write them in our hearts so we would want to do them. Hallelujah. Amen. Put the Holy Ghost in us to help us. Amen. So the covenant that he made with Abraham and the oath and the promise. Amen. When he was talking about this is the very thing he was talking about was the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. The promise that he made to Abraham, the oath, that he confirmed it with an oath. Amen. And the promise that he made. Hallelujah. When he said, through thy seed shall all the nations and the world be blessed. Hallelujah. Now, if you're a goof off and a dropout, that ain't going to mean much to you if God told you it's going to make you a blessing. But if you're something and you want to be something, you want to be a blessing, and you don't want to be a goof off and a dropout, when God said he's going to make you a blessing, that's going to mean something to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, through your seed, singular. Amen. Shall all nations in the world be blessed. This is what he was talking about. Hallelujah. See, the Holy Ghost is not a goal. It's a gateway. See, I think the reason why I call it the promise is because it makes all the other promises of God workable and approachable. See, it is through the Spirit, amen, that he's going to do exceeding great and mighty things. See, now to him who is able to do exceeding and abundantly all that we're able to ask or think. Amen. According to the power that worketh in us. See? Amen. It's according to where you let God have his way in your life, whether God's going to do great and mighty things for you. But if you're going to quench the Holy Ghost and won't let the baby cry, hallelujah, and you're going to set that drive and blow away, forget about God doing anything great through you. It's going to be those that have yielded to God and let the Spirit of God work in him. Amen. They're the one that's going to have the great and mighty thing in their lives. Hallelujah. You can't sit there and quench it, not want it. Amen. You got to treat him like he's your best girlfriend. All right? You got to open the door for him. Say, please, thank you. Say nice things. And then obey him. Hallelujah. He gave him the Holy Ghost, all of them that obey. Why did he want to give you the Holy Ghost? He wasn't going to obey. See, the Holy Ghost is not a goal. It's a gateway. But we preach, get saved and get the Holy Ghost. And similarly, God would say, get saved and get the Holy Ghost. One night after one old lady got the Holy Ghost, she turned around and sat down on the altar and she said, well, thank God, that's over with. Well, why not? That's what we'd taught her. Right? We said, get saved and get the Holy Ghost, and you can sit down. That's just about what most of us have done. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. See, we tarry until. Tarry until. Tarry until. See, this is what the book said. Tarry until you be endued with power from on high. Of course, we equate that with the Holy Ghost. See, but a lot of people got the Holy Ghost, don't have any power. Think that one over. So the Bible said God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. Peter down the house of Cornelius. Preacher said, you know how that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. And I don't know why he would have said that. Amen. But there's just a little bit of difference there. He said he anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. Amen. So a lot of folks got the Holy Ghost, don't have any power. And you know why they don't have any power? Because they don't tarry. See, the power of God in your life will be commensurate with and in ratio to how you waited on it. See, tarry until you be endued with power. Now, we equate that with receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. But that's not what he said. He said, tarry until you be endued with power. Do you have the power like you want it? You know why you don't? Because you haven't waited. How do you like that? Hallelujah. Tarry until you be endued with power from on high. Glory, glory, glory. Tarry until. See, I think somebody that's full of the Holy Ghost ought to wait more at these altars than some little old saint that hadn't received it yet. But I've seen, you know, some little old saint down here trying to get the Holy Ghost, you know, and a bunch of God supposedly Holy Ghost filled saints sitting back yonder looking off, scratching and yawning. Didn't miss anybody that time, did I? It would be funny if it weren't so sad. It really would. that gets abusing. But I'm telling you, some folks don't have to give an account to God for the way they're treated at all. I'm just serious like me. Up down in Waco, Texas, Calvary Assembly, old Whitworth Church, in about 72, Mother's Day. We had about 200 there that morning, about 200 there that night. I had a long distance call come out of the, about to close the service, and here come the kids and said, "Hey, Daddy," said, "Gloria wants you. She's down at the altar." I went down there, old Gloria Diaz, amen, a little old Mexican girl, had just got saved out of the Catholic Church about 2 months before. She and her husband, old Guadalupe, we call him Loopy for short, amen, old Guadalupe Diaz, and Gloria, just come out of the Catholic Church, you know, just maybe a month before this. Amen. And I walked up there and I said, "All right, Gloria, what do you want?" And she looked up at me, and those Mexicans, they got kind of talk with the brogue, you know, kind of like us Okies. They'll say, "What's your name?" And I'll say, "Reed Gibson." They'll say, "Glad to know you, Ray." I think sometimes I need an interpreter with me. I went through the chow line down at Furs the other day, and the lady said, "What kind of dressing you want on your salad?" And I said, "French." She said, "Ranch."
French.
So I went back the next day, and I told Mom, I said, "Now I'm going to say French just as plain as I can say French." Same girl, same store, same salad. "What kind of dressing do you want on this salad?" So I said, "French," and she said, "Ranch." I told Mama, "I'm quitting. I give up." I thought that's the way Gloria was. Old brother Gibson. She said, "I want the Holy Ghost." You know how they talk. Amen. So I said, "Well, get your hands up, my Lord. Nobody ever got the Holy Ghost with a head stuck on the altar somewhere." Amen. Amen. And she turned her face up, amen, and about one of the big old false eyelashes, about half off. So she went ahead and pulled them big old false eyelashes off, laid them on the altar. Amen. After she got the Holy Ghost, she said, "Are you going to tell him, Brother Reed, about me pulling my false eyelashes off?" I said, "No, Gloria, I won't mention a word of it." She said, "Well, I want you to." And I said, "Okay, I'll tell it." Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, she was so pretty. She turned her face up, those big old dark Spanish eyes just brimming with tears, you know. I'm telling you, if I had been the Lord, I would have given her anything she wanted. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I said, "Gloria," I said, "now get your hand up." And I said, "Keep your mind on one word." You know, like glory, 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 or hallelujah, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It'll keep your mind undivided and help you to concentrate on the Lord, make it easy for you to yield to the Lord. Amen. And as the same instructions they gave me 44 years ago. Amen. When I now they get the Holy Ghost, Bill Austin come out and say, "Now, son, stay with one word, hallelujah, 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 glory, 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 whatever you like, whatever fits you. Amen. You just stay with that. Amen. And it'll make, see, when you say glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, you have to change your thought and your mind. Amen. This other way, you just say glory, 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 glory. You just keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. You don't have to change back. Don't have to change your speech pattern. Just glory, 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 glory. And she listened to him. She was a Catholic, you know. Man, those Catholic people do what you tell them to. Amen. Over there, that priest has got them thinking of, you know, if they don't do right, he'll put them in purgatory, take the big money to get them out. Amen. I'd take so much, I'd tell me how the thing ought to be running. I've got 3 years of schooling, knowing how it ought to be running, 41 years of experience. Amen. Right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Trust me. So, boy, she slipped her hand up there and she started saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. She didn't say another word but Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. It was like it's when my dad, when things were amiss, you know, he came in from World War I and started his family. And boy, we was a yes sir and a no sir and a bunch of little kids you ever saw. We'd have saluted if he'd just taught us how. Amen. But boy, when things got amiss, and he would say, read front and center. And I'd shuffle in with my head down. You know, I knew what was coming. I still see him sitting in front of that old round wood stove we had in the rocking chair. And I'd shuffle in with my head down. The first thing my dad would say is, look me in the eye. Hallelujah. When I look into those pretty blue eyes, boy, I'm telling you, they know me, I know how. Amen. And I told Gloria, I said, that's the way you have to do with your heavenly Father. I said, the first thing he'll want you to do, look me in the eye. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Lift those hands, lift that head, and lift those eyes, and then pray until there is nothing between your soul and its Savior. Glory to God. She started saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. She didn't say another word but Jesus, 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 Jesus. About 6 or 7. When she starts saying Jesus, old Loopy, he gets up, runs down to the altar and throws his hands up and speaks in tongues for 3 or 4 minutes and goes back and sits down while she's still getting it. Yeah. And her husband and wife, I prayed them both through the Holy Ghost say that night. Amen. And 200 of God's supposedly Holy Ghost-filled saints just sauntering around and just sauntered out of the building and just left those little old 100 people. I'm telling you, saints, you believe there's some folks going to have to give an account to God for the way they have neglected this honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I got to go. Got to go. The scriptures also teach about the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. I'm teaching on the importance of the Holy Ghost. It calls it the promise. All right? And it also talks about the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus said all manner of blasphemy is going to be forgiven. Blaspheme the God, you can blaspheme the Son, but you can't say the same thing about the Holy Ghost. Get away with it. You can say it about the Father, you can say it about the Son, but Jesus said you're not going to be able to say it about the Holy Ghost. Get away with it. Now, why? I don't know. As far as I know, here's another thing that I kind of have a run-in with now. They say we serve 3 co-equal gods. We do not. People will tell you they're co-equal, you know. They don't want to submit to anybody and get in the line of authority like they're supposed to get into. Amen. That's right. Well, we don't serve 3 co-equal gods. Jesus said, the Father that sent me is greater than I am. You'll take his word for it, won't you? That's what he said. And so he is lower than the Father. Amen. If he doesn't do what the Father tells him to do, he's in trouble. And the Holy Ghost emanates from both the Father and the Son. If I understand the Trinity right, sure I don't. But amen. But the Holy Ghost is the lowest one of the 3. If the Holy Ghost doesn't do what Jesus said, he's in trouble. If Jesus doesn't do what the Father said, he's in trouble. Amen. God is in control. Now, they may be the same in love and attributes and on down the line, but the Father has it on him in rank. He outranks him. Amen. Oh, that's a good preaching thing. I'm telling you, there's a lot of trouble causing churches because people get out of their place. They won't get under where they're supposed to be. amen, and stay in place. Woo, woo, I'm telling you the truth. And you may be just as spiritual as a pastor. I don't know. Amen. But he's got you outranked. I knew a woman that thought she was more spiritual than her husband. And I thought she was too. Till she thought she was. Then she lost it. Yeah. There is a chain of command. And if you don't know how to yield and submit, you'll never make it to heaven. Oh, glory to God. Oh, that is so good. Oh, that is so good. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Gibson. Just preach it. Don't worry about it. Just preach it. Hallelujah. See, but he says that you can say the same thing about the Father and the Son, but you're not going to be able to say about the Holy Ghost and get away with it. And he put that in there for his protection. See, they gave the Holy Ghost round to an area to operate in, and he never oversteps his authority. See? We Pentecostal people say, oh, when he comes in, he'll speak for himself. Well, I suppose that's true, too, because they spake in tongues, the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. But the Bible said he'll not speak of himself. He may speak for himself, but he does not speak of himself. Amen. But he'll take of the Father and the Son and show us them and show us the counsels of God. He'll hear them talking, man. He'll tell us what's about to happen and show us things to come. Amen. Hallelujah. And so they've given. And see, that's why we never worship the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost, he leads all of our worship. And he always points out the Father and the Son. If you worship the Holy Ghost, you just have to do it with a violent, voluntary act of your own will. And sometimes I do. I say, I'll get home, and the Lord help me preach like he has here, and I do. And I come home, I say, oh, sweet Holy Ghost, I can't tell you how I thank you for picking me up and anointing me, helping me. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just want to thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you this. You can make fun of Holy Ghost people if you want to, then you're in trouble with God. I don't care who you are. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go on. Okay. What similar God think about it? Amen. Similar God out there? You know, I was down there. I was over in, I pastored in Colorado, Springfield, Colorado. And I just loved old Joe Ira. He was a Pentecostal Holiness preacher down there. Amen. And so I'd go down there, you know, to his revival. She'd always call me, Sister Isla would, when it's having a revival. I said, Brother Gibson, you've got to come down. I said, oh, I love to come to your revivals. I said, don't cost me near as much to have revival in your church as it does mine. I come down to your church, you know, I just give $5 and shout all the way home. They had good preachers, too. Good preaching, good service. You know, I like to go down there. Amen. Amen. You know, but they tell me when I was pastoring, they say, you have too many revivals. They said, it costs too much. Amen. I said, don't tell me what it costs. Every time it costs you $1, it costs your pastor $5. Amen. Right. I said, you got to have revival. I don't care if they go as high as beefsteak was when the cow jumped over the moon. You're still going to have revivals. Amen. How many got saved in a revival? Yeah, how many got the Holy Ghost in revival? Yeah, see? Half of the people here got saved in revival, got the Holy Ghost in revival. So I don't care, amen, you got to have revival. I don't care if it breaks the bank. Amen. You better have revival, amen, right? Woo. Oh, yes, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. So she called me up and said, Reed said, pray for Joe, he'll get the Holy Ghost. He was the pastor of the church. Pray for Joe, he'll get the Holy Ghost. I said, yeah, and pray for me, I'll get saved too during this meeting. No, she said, Brother Reed, I'm not kidding you. Joe doesn't have the Holy Ghost. I'm not kidding you, saints. I didn't have anything to get my Billy Ghost so bad. I just like that, almost dropped the receiver out of my hand. Amen. I didn't know there's any Pentecostal church in the world that would ordain a man to fill their pulpit that hadn't talked in tongues and hadn't had the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. All I know is similar God stuff, you know, 44 years. All I put in is similar God stuff. You know, it comes out, got to be similar God. I know over in this similar God outfit, man, you can't even get yourself a snorter's permit. you talk in tongues, ain't that right? Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Glory to God. Not supposed to serve on this board unless you got the Holy Ghost. Not supposed to teach a Sunday school class in this church unless you got the Holy Ghost. Right. We've had to use them, you know. Amen. I remember one time I was preaching for the assistant superintendent up in Colorado over Commerce City. And we had two Sunday school teachers one Sunday night get the Holy Ghost. And one lady about 50 years old, she had the junior girls, and she just loved that class, and she didn't have the Holy Ghost. And boy, I was preaching kind of like I am tonight. And she come up, about 15 minutes, she come up with the Holy Ghost. She come over to me and said, oh, Brother Gibson, said, oh, I tell you, I just loved that little old class so good and just broke my heart. Amen, to think that I wasn't fit to teach the class without the Holy Ghost. Amen. I said, well, she said, you said I wasn't fit. No, I said, sister, I did not say that. I did not say you wasn't fit. I just said you wasn't supposed to. It wasn't our policy to let somebody, you know, teach a Sunday school class that didn't have the Holy Ghost. I didn't say you wasn't fit. I said the Holy Ghost said that to you.
Amen.
You ever have the Holy Ghost just read between the lines for you? Yeah. Amen. Preaching something, just like that, man, you'll get it. You'll get the full load. Amen. Well, she got the full load that night. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I tell you, it wasn't better than that. We've changed the cards now. You still have the old-timey orange cards? Do you still have them around here? That's good. I used to have one or more. He wanted to set the church in order so he could vote me out. And he was smoking cigarettes and doing a bunch of stuff, and so I just hid those Assembly of God cards. I said, J.W., did you ever read one of them membership cards? He said, no. I said, you better not. It'll kill you dead in a hammer. Amen. Them old orange cards, you know, you say, if you're going to join the church, no, you can't smoke, drink, nor chew, nor associate with them, dude. Tell you about women, alcohol, and theaters. Amen. Oh, you can still order them from Springfield, but they got the theater out of it now. Amen. Yeah, they still got the alcohol and the smoking and the worldly habits. Amen. But they took the picture show off the old orange card, even. Amen. Then on the back side, you know, you've got to say you're saved, and then you've either got to have the Holy Ghost or else earnestly desiring to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can't even join. Now, that's the old style card. Now, we got a new one. Amen. It just says, if you love your mother, sign here, and we'll... Yeah, right. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you how important the Assemblies of God think the Holy Ghost is. That's why I'm preaching on the importance of the Holy Ghost. What does the Assembly of God think about? Amen. They think you're not even supposed to join this church unless you either got the Holy Ghost or hungry for it. Hallelujah. Amen. The only thing justifies our existence is we preach the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. If we ever stop preaching on the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, we won't have any reason to exist. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, 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 help me. I go on overtime at 8:30. Do you remember that, Brother Bob? Yeah, right. You know it. Individuals. Full of individuals. You know, people think we're shallow. Really, they think because we're noisy, you know, and emotional, that we're shallow. But I say this in the fear of God tonight. I'll guarantee you there's people in the Assembly of God church tonight, and I've got this confidence in you, saying, by the grace of God, that you give up your life before you give up your Holy Ghost. I feel like I would. Of course, it remains to be seen, and we'll be put to the test. But by the grace of God, hallelujah. Wouldn't give him it. Means that much to me. Hallelujah. You could have my life. Couldn't have my Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I love the Holy Ghost. If you don't love the Holy Ghost, you don't love God, because the Holy Ghost is God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't love the Holy Ghost, don't love the noise, why don't you beat it? Amen. Don't discourage us from trying to take the good land. Amen. Hallelujah. If it bothers you to have somebody preach on the Holy Ghost, go where they don't preach it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm not saying that mean. I'm just saying it. Old Brother Winsett. You ever see Winsett little, had a little deformed hand, evangelist? He'd preach, boy. I heard him down in Drumright, Oklahoma. And he said he went out to East Coast one time, the whole revival, and said there was a big old Swede man in there, had about six of the prettiest girls you ever saw. And he told them, I'm preaching on what the Holy Ghost means to the individual. And it meant this to this dad. He told those girls, he said, don't you bring some dummy in here that don't have the Holy Ghost, you know, and expect me to put my blessing on your marriage, because I ain't going to do it. And boy, he was a boss, and them girls knew that when he said he wasn't going to do it, his no was no. Amen. So when old Brother Winston said, when I got out there for revival, said this one little girl had started going with the boy, didn't have the Holy Ghost, and the first thing you know, they were just hopelessly in love. The Archie Campbell said they just fell and fell. just fell in love. Fell and fell. And so they knew there was no need in going to ask Dad for her hand in marriage until he got the Holy Ghost. So boy, first Sunday night, Brother Winston, here he was. Glory, 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 glory. Monday night, glory, 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 glory. Tuesday night, glory, glory. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. Oh, glory, 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 glory. And it just looked like that he just wasn't going to get the Holy Ghost, and there wasn't going to be no marriage at all. And they were just about to despair, amen, because they knew they couldn't get married unless they got the Holy Ghost. Said about the middle of the second week, on that Wednesday night, that when he opened the altar, that he just, that old boy just run to the altar, that when he did, he just fell down on his knees, tripped his hands up there, and just fell over on the floor on his back, speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. When he, old Brother Winston said, when he did that, that little old girl went over there and said, oh, he's mine, he's mine, he's mine. Give the Lord a hand. Smith Wigglesworth said this, he'd rather receive Holy Ghost anointing for 5 minutes than to receive $1 million. Oh, that's wonderful, Brother Gibson. I said, all right. You let God stack up $1 million greenback dollars on this altar and put 5 minutes of Holy Ghost anointing on this altar, and see which one you would go to. And just think, you see, the tithes on $1 million would be $100,000. Just think what you could do with $100,000. Got you thinking, eh? Got you thinking. Got you thinking. The old man didn't think. I believe he meant what he said. I believe that's why God is able to use it. How important it was to have it. Glory to God. Glory to God. It meant more to him than money. But hallelujah. Musicians, will you come, please? I'm getting ready to quit. The importance of the Holy Ghost is shown up in the fact that it's the last thing Jesus mentioned before he went back to heaven. See, last thing, last words are important words, especially if they know they're going to be the last words, and Jesus knew this was going to be his last word. You know the last words my mother spoke on this earth? It has been a blessing. It has blessed me for 60 years. She would died of a gangrene infection, and she would drift into a coma and out. And finally, she was drifting into this coma, which she never came out of, and into death. And the last word she said was to my dad and her sister and her brother, Uncle Alvin and Aunt Faye, and my dad was standing at my mother's bed when she died. She had six kids. The oldest one was 10. The youngest one was a yearling, the 2nd of August. Mama died the 16th of September, 60 years ago. The last words she said to my dad and Aunt Faye and Uncle Alvin, she said, "You all be sure now and take good care of my baby." Always felt like things would have been different if Mama just lived. But I don't know what else you could ask to just be in a dying thought. See, when I got saved, let me tell you this. We're just saved. We ain't no hurry, are we? When I got saved, I wrote back, told Aunt Faye, my Baptist aunt. I said, "Aunt Faye, I appreciate your prayers for me. I feel like your prayers, you know, had a great deal to do with my salvation." Boy, she just wrote me right back. A lot of my kin folks I write to won't answer me, but she wrote me right back. And she said, "Reed, I'm not going to take any credit for your salvation, because I heard your mother on her deathbed commit all you children to the Lord." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she said, "It's your mother's prayers that's brought you in, Brother Reed, not my prayers." Amen. You know, I believe that. When that dying woman lifted that feverish, bony hand into the presence of the living God, hallelujah, committed all of her children to the Lord. She's gone on, but that God she made that covenant with is still alive today. Oh, woo! I'm still getting blessed because of that prayer, because of that commitment, hallelujah, that she made to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. And so Jesus knew it would be his last words. Amen. You know, now the church was disturbed. They wanted to know if he at this time was going to restore unto Israel the kingdom of God. Amen. Well, he said, "It's not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father's reserved to his own knowledge." See? The Son didn't even know it. The angels in heaven didn't know it. Well, I thought Jesus knew everything. Well, I guess that was one thing the Father reserved to his own knowledge. And to tell you the truth, it didn't seem to bother Jesus that he reserved it. Here they were wanting to know something that the chief didn't even know. We're like that, ain't we? I mean, we just rush in where an angel would fear to tread. Amen. See, this is what the book of Revelation is. It's something that Jesus learned about the future after he got back to heaven. Exactly what, see? They said it's the revelation of St. John. No, it's not the revelation of St. John. Read the first chapter and the first verse. It said the revelation of Jesus Christ, which the Lord gave unto him of things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it unto his servant John by an angel. Amen. See, the book of Revelation is some things that Jesus learned about the future after he got back to heaven. And here this little early church was wanting to know. And he said, "No." He said, "You don't need to worry about that. Oh, you had to worry about it. You just stay in Jerusalem until you've been due to power. Come on. That's all you had to worry about." Over 500 heard him say that. There was 120 of them took him seriously. That's about the ratio. If you can get one out of four to hear you, you're doing good. Hallelujah. And you know, I believe with all my heart, if I knew that I was going to die before midnight tonight, and I get a chance to talk to my boys, Brother Max, he knows my boys. So help me. Well, it wouldn't be the latest Stokey joke I'd heard. Right? No, 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 no. I said, sweetheart, you forget everything Daddy ever said to you. If you just remember this. Oh, stand full of the Holy Ghost. Oh, if you get full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Things will straighten out. Things will straighten out. You can find your way if you'll get full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, let's stand and praise Him. Stand and let's praise Him tonight. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good
I got a couple of you men, brother. Let's move this altar in a little bit. I want us to form some lines here tonight, and we're going to pray.
This thirsting
for you
of my soul.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven.
You know, the commandment in the Word of God is clear that we're to covet spiritual gifts. To be used in the gift. But I don't see a lot of hunger for that. I mean, in my own life. You know, I've never wanted the gift of discernment or things that we would have to confront people with or rebuke people with. I never have. But I feel kind of convicted about that. Would you be honest with me tonight and just tell me if there's a desire in your heart to be used in the gifts of the Spirit? Maybe there's a slight desire. Amen. See, it's not. See where we are, saints? We're just. See, it's not going to jump on you. It's not going to force its way. He's a perfect gentleman, the Holy Ghost is. That's why Jesus put that in there for his protection about blaspheming him. Amen. Now you can do it about the Son, about the Father, but you're not going to say it about that harmless dove of heaven and be able to get away with it. Because he's a perfect gentleman. He can be grieved.